Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I know many of you previously, but for those who don't know me, my name is Tyler Jones. I'm a senior at CB East High School, and I'm planning on going to the University of Wisconsin for astrophysics. And for seniors, college has pretty much been the conversation starter for every person that we've met in the last few months. And explaining what astrophysics is every time I bring it up is kind of wearing me out. But as I near the final years of my high school, I'm beginning to understand why the topic is so essential. College is, I think, the first turning point of a person's life. For others, the decision might be to join the military or go into the workforce or just get a job out of high school. No matter what choice it is, it marks the end of your childhood and it throws you into reality. Your first years teach us how to swim, and then it throws us into the unfamiliar and unforgiving ocean of actuality. Change means decisions, and making the wrong decision is never something someone wants to do. But for seniors, that means picking the right college. Some accepting their first choice with eagerness, while others settling on their third or fourth choice. Talking to the seniors, you can usually tell which one it is. But I've learned much since the first day I've walked into this church 7 years ago, and these readings are examples of what I've learned. In the first lessons, it talks about the scripture being foretold by the Holy Spirit through David and how it must be fulfilled. Then later, in the reading from the gospel, the scripture is brought up again, this time mentioning that no one is to be lost except the one who's destined to be lost. In life, it's easy to be destined to be lost. The outliers, misplaced, outside the line people who don't end up where the rest of us do. This might mean being the best or worst in a class, or in a sport, or at a job, or being denied from your top three colleges and accepting your fourth choice. It's hard to be the one destined to be lost, but even those who are should be confident that they have a destiny set out for them. Events might seem against your favor when actually they're there to lead you to the right path. I played lacrosse when I was younger, and when I was in freshman year, I was excited to be part of the East lacrosse team with a bunch of my teammates I've been playing with for years. I had been a part of that life so long that being a part of it seemed so foreign to me. But by the beginning of my junior year, I still hadn't made it into the team, and I felt like I was losing myself, that the rest of my high school years would be less motivated and isolating. Even though in my mind I was destined to be lost, the outlier of a group that I was so sure I was meant to be a part of, greater things came out of it than I ever would have thought possible. I joined many clubs in my free time, stage crew and ultimate frisbee, took the place of my lacrosse in that junior year, and was the best thing that ever happened to me. I made friends there that are closer to me than ever in stage crew, and strengthened old friendships in frisbee that I forgot existed. The memories I've made with those friends are impossible to describe. My life outside of school and in school formed a way of being that just brought me joy and contentment. But most of all, a sense of belonging. The life shaped when I played lacrosse seemed so comfortable. A life I knew everything that went on and everything that would go on. Change was what I was afraid of, and I think that's what we're all afraid of. But when it happened, it was the most freeing experience I ever had. To quote a favorite saying of mine, sometimes in life it's easy to get stuck. Stuck in what's comfortable, stuck in what we know, stuck in what we think makes us happy, what makes us comfortable. Time starts speeding up, and suddenly you wake up and realize these being surrounded by all these familiar things, these comfortable things, might be what's holding you back. You start to think that life isn't about being comfortable all the time, but just the opposite. Whether you're the one destined to be lost or the one destined to be led, the scripture talks about both. While you may take different paths, each has a destiny prearranged. Being denied from college is hard, but it only happens to direct you on the right path so that you can live to your full potential. So I ask you, think about how you fit into the scripture. Even when things go against you, there's meaning behind it. What is it that you should be spending your time on? Don't be afraid to push the limits of what you feel is comfortable. Only then will you find true happiness and belonging and learn throughout the journey. The last part of the saying goes, listen intently to the stories of others, and be sure to create your own, because one day it'll be your story being told. This is your life, make it legendary. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I need that. Good morning. And thank you, Tyler. For as well as I feel I know Tyler, he continues to amaze me on a daily basis. As some of you may know, my name is Kim Lachlan. I have been a member of Trinity Church for over 25 years. I have taught Sunday school for over 10 and been involved in the youth program since my children were age eligible, even before that. This particular service has always been my favorite. And for years, I've told you what bittersweet emotions are evoked for me as we celebrate the young men and women our children have grown into, while earnestly feeling the sadness at their departure from our everyday lives. And while I have meant every word of it in the past, as the graduates have felt mostly like my own children, this year I'm actually honored to celebrate my own daughter amongst the outstanding young adults here. Okay. I'm going to... All right, here we go. Thank you. You didn't even start it yet. Well, we have the largest group of graduating seniors in recent memory. 19 young men and women are completing their high school education, representing 9 area schools, which include Central Bucks South, East, and West, New Hope Solbury, George School, Christopher Dock Mennonite High School, the Hun School, Jenkintown High School, and South Hunterdon Regional High School. They have participated in many things, some of them student government, and led Future Business Leaders of America. They have been members of the National Honor Society, Key Club, and have volunteered for local food pantries. They have interned with local politicians and studied abroad. They have been yearbook editors, played in orchestras, sung in choirs, and managed stage crews. They have done mission work in no fewer than 5 international countries and have played in over 11 varieties of team sports. In addition, many of them have been members of TYG for years and have participated in Mission Philly, Lobster Fest, ski retreats, Vacation Bible School, Holy Week, and 7 of them are graduating acolytes. So we need more.
Notice there's no acolyte.
The accomplishments of this year's graduating class are astounding. But more amazing than that, what they've accomplished is who they have become. They are young men and women who are driven to help others, touch the hearts of those around them, and who strive to make the world a better place, one person at a time. In preparation for this morning's sermon, Rick gave me a poem written by George Eliot that seemed very apropos. The poem is called, You May Count That Day. If you sit down at the set of sun and count the acts that you have done, and counting find one self-denying deed, one word that eased the heart of him who heard. One glance most kind that fell like sunshine where it went, then you may count that day well spent. But if through all the livelong day you've cheered no heart by yea or nay, if through it all you've nothing done that you can trace that brought the sunshine to one face, no act most small that helped some soul and nothing cost, then count that day as worse than lost. What I glean from Eliot's poem is that a day spent helping people can be considered a really good day. Even if you do just one small thing, bring one small kindness to help someone in a tiny way, that day has not been lost because the joy you brought to another person is worth the world. However, if at the end of your day you can remember nothing that you did that was helpful or comforting or compassionate or kind towards another person, consider the day lost because you had a golden opportunity to be a better person and you missed it. Over the years, I've been given the opportunity to witness these graduates' acts of kindness or instances where they have touched those around them. And today, I would like to share some of them briefly with you here. I mentioned we have 19 graduating seniors this year. 15 of them are joining us this morning with their families. First, let me thank all of the parents of these remarkable young adults for their sleepless nights, their strength, dedication, and discipline that have molded these children. The compassion, kindness, and faith they've shown that has become a part of who these young people are at their core. This year, I can say firsthand that while I know the road is not always easy, and sometimes my desire to say, "Calgon, take me away," to a place without laundry or dinner decisions or sports schedules, or better, to a world without disappointment or hurt or regret, I know this journey has been the reward of a lifetime as our babies have blossomed into the most remarkable humans we know today. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for sharing them all with us. Okay, now, you can read more about all of these remarkable students and their accomplishments in the bios included in your bulletin. But let me tell you a little something more about them that I believe enables them to count their days well spent. Andrew Bove, there he is probably best known from sitting up here acolyting. But this young man is also incredibly kind and neighborly and has touched the lives of so many. As a younger teenager, he would leave for the bus stop early on Tuesdays to take the trash down to the driveway of one of his neighbors who was a widow. And there's an elderly gentleman nearby who cannot afford lawn service, and Andrew took it upon himself to keep the area of his property and the driveway entrance groomed without charge. These small acts of kindness have eased the hearts of many. And Andrew, you can count your days well spent. Tyler, definitely the class clown of the graduating class. But along with his fun-loving spirit, this young man's committed to helping others around him. Our family spent a lot of time together, so I feel like he's a son to me, but one I do not have to pay college tuition for. Thank you. Underneath the sometimes goofy exterior is a person who cares deeply for those around him and never says no when asked to help. What is so special about Tyler is that his kindness of spirit cannot be singularly extracted into individual moments, because it's who he is at all times. His ability to make people feel special and welcomed is a gift that touches the hearts of everyone around him. Tyler, you can count your days well spent. Olivia Hartman. She was christened here at Trinity on the same day as my daughter in the chapel. She's grown into a beautifully talented young woman, gifted in music and language, and her connection to animals is truly genuine. She volunteers her time at an adoption animal group near her home and spends her Saturdays caring for pets in need of comfort and care as they await their forever families. There's a kindness that is innate in someone who cares for animals, a kindness the animals themselves feel and to which they are drawn. The nurturing acts of kindness have eased the hearts of many creatures. Olivia, you can count your days well spent. Zach Guetta is one of our newest members at TYG, but certainly one of our most dedicated young men. He's the type of person that always has a smile on his face, which I think is quite uncommon with teenagers most of the time. But that is so comforting and welcoming to those around him. Several of our TYG members who go to school with him have talked about how nice he is, and it's so pleasant to see in the hallways, which made them feel so good when they see him. Zach is the type of person who takes on extra duties at work to make it easier for others around him without the need for acknowledgement or compensation. It's these small acts of kindness that have eased the hearts of others. Zach, you can count your days well spent. Olivia Lansing. There she is. She's been a member of TYG for 6 years, and although she moved to Jenkintown 2 years ago, she has done her best to stay in connection with this group and continues to participate in Mission Philly. It was during this past Mission Philly that she shared with us her health struggles with her scoliosis and the painful surgeries she has endured and is still recovering from. Her honesty and vulnerability touched the hearts of all of us, and her strength gave reassurance to others in the group that were facing health issues of their own. Her comforting words have continued to ease the hearts of others. Olivia, you can count your days well spent. Garrett Glidden. Maybe one of the most gentle young men I know. And to quote his father, his humanity transcends the teenage body that he lives in. He works as a cashier at Giant that is frequented by many elderly residents of a local assisted living community. Garrett understands that he has the opportunity, with a single greeting and eye contact, to make the day of someone that may not have the opportunity to really be acknowledged by anyone else that day. And while he may never know how his pleasant words have touched the hearts of those he meets, the impact he makes by just this little act of kindness alone has soothed the souls and eased the hearts of many. Garrett, you may count your days well spent. Philip Stuber. He's another graduate with a fantastic sense of humor, according to his peers. But rather than regale you with examples from his Instagram account, what I would like to share with you is the difference he has made in one particular young boy's life. Since middle school, he has been friends with a young man with autism. Philip has spent time with him, taken him bowling, and even threw him a surprise party to help him feel included. Being a friend of this boy was probably quite easy for Philip, and not necessarily worthy of examination. And yet, to the other young man, having Philip as a friend may have meant the world to him. This small act of kindness has filled the heart of another. Philip, you may count your days well spent. Kayla Natale. Her name is listed in the dictionary as the definition of kindness. If it's possible to be too kind, I think that might be a problem for Kayla. She could never say no to a single request asked of her by Mr. Wilson, as she gave him hundreds of volunteer hours over the years. But I believe Kayla's true gift is her ability to reach out to the outliers in the group, those who are shy or who may not feel included. It is a true gift to recognize and welcome those who are in the shadows. And Kayla innately has this gift. Her continued acts of kindness have comforted many souls. Kayla, you may count your days well spent. Jillian Roberts is a member of TYG. We've missed a lot this past year as she spent the year studying abroad in Germany. Maybe you've bumped into her at Solbury Orchards or even at the Children's Museum in New Hope, where she volunteers her time and is drawn to working with kids there. Despite the sometimes harried pace associated with working with children in an exciting and yet frenzied environment, Jillian's smile is sincere and encouraging and make those around her feel more comfortable and inspired to explore. Her kindness has touched the lives of so many families. Jillian, you can count your days well spent. John Yandel, a.k.a. Johnny Cakes, always makes me smile. I was blessed to have the opportunity to travel to Haiti with him last fall on a Tabasamu mission trip, providing dental education to underserved communities in Haiti. We worked side by side, greeting Haitian teachers, who were travel weary just arriving at training session on Saturday morning. And John's welcoming smile and patience with our guests, despite the language barriers, was wonderful. But what really touched me was seeing John interact with the children in the orphanage on the grounds we were staying. For a teenage boy to get right down to their levels and interact and hug and play with those children, it was heartwarming. His ability to touch the hearts of young and old alike is a gift. John, you can count your days well spent. Lizzie Young, who we often refer to as Lizzie, is such a kind and nurturing soul. She is one of 10 children and always volunteers to babysit her nieces and nephews. She often spends her summers with her family at the shore, and during the evacuation of Wildwood during Hurricane Sandy, Lizzie brought home and took care of an elderly neighbor's dog so the woman would be accepted in an animal-free emergency shelter. I can only imagine the peace of mind and comfort felt by this woman during this tragedy to know that her furry loved one was safe and cared for. Her kindness and compassion truly has touched the hearts of others. Lizzie, you can count your days well spent. Quinn Jones also feels like one of my sons. Different as imaginable from his fun-loving brother, Quinn is equally responsible and compassionate. If you are ever in need of rescue or support, he's your man. Which is why he was so aptly called to his volunteer work in fire and rescue. I remember a time when our families were on vacation in West Virginia. We decided, great idea at the time, to hike down what would take us over a mile steeply down a mountain and then return up that same steep mountain. Of course, the kids managed the hike without incident and were well ahead of the adults. My sister's asthma was particularly bad that day and slowed her down considerably. Quinn left the group of kids to stay with Kristen and help her up the mountain, offering words of encouragement and comfort the entire way, never leaving her side. That kindness touched her deeply, and he continues to touch the lives of so many others. Quinn, you can count your days well spent. Jack Glancy is another young man who always seems to be smiling. There are some people for whom kindness is so innately a part of their being that it is difficult to draw on examples of specific moments in time where they have exhibited this trait. This is Jack. Jack is an idealist whose high standards for social justice and righteousness will one day change the world for better. Many of you probably assume, as I do, that we will be casting a presidential vote for Jack sometime after 2032. Go Glancy. I have no doubt his compassion and humanity will touch the hearts of those beyond the reach for many years to come. Jack, you may count your days well spent. Olivia Harrison is my second-born daughter from another mother. Where is she? There she is. If I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, my apologies. This graduating class is made up of so many extremely special individuals, and Olivia is very special to me. We have traveled to Haiti twice together, and on so many Mission Philly trips. Repeatedly, I have experienced her inclination to be drawn to younger children in the area, whether it be the children in the orphanage we visited or the Pearl Street kids helping us garden in the city. They, in turn, are drawn to her and her empathy and kindness that welcomes and accepts them. It takes a kind soul to accept everyone around them as a worthwhile human being. And that truly is Olivia. She's a young woman who continually touches the hearts of those that she meets. Olivia, you can count your days well spent. Okay. 14 graduates down. The hardest one left. Okay, just ready. Emily Laughlin is my actual daughter. I do have to pay for college for her. Emily, with her brother, are the light of my life. I am so proud of the young woman that she has become and her sense of compassion for the world around her. Her desire to look outwardly to communities beyond her reach and work towards solutions that will ease their lives is inspiring. The joy I see in her at the options to impact humanity which are opening in front of her is thrilling. And the pride I feel in her accomplishments is insurmountable. Every day you touch my heart, Emily. You may count your days well spent. Wow, did it. Okay. And to you in the congregation, that's okay. Not yet. Thank you. To you in the congregation, I thank you for indulging me as I share with you snippets of the amazing young adults we are privileged to have in our lives. There is so much more I could have told you, but time doesn't allow. Please take a moment today or sometime in the future to thank them all for the work that they have put into being as kind and inspirational as they are. I hope this morning has given you thoughts about how you personally may be easing the hearts of those around you, sometimes with something as simple as a smile and a kind word. Wherever there is a human in need, there is an opportunity for kindness. I hope you all can count your days as well spent. Thank you.